May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I want to tell you this morning about a man called Jimmy Hill. Jimmy Hill was a man who hosted a program in England called Match of the Day. It was on the BBC, one of the few English TV channels, because in England we only had two television channels, and then in the 60s a third one was made, and then in the 70s a fourth one was introduced. And Saturday afternoon was the afternoon when professional soccer was played. And on Saturday night at about 10 o'clock, we got the highlights of the match of the day. Before Jimmy Hill was the anchor of this program, it was a man called David Coleman. And the commentators on the games were very matter of fact. Only got excited when a goal was scored. The commentary went something like, Smith, passes to Jones, back to Smith, up the field to Johnson, tackled by Gordon, Middlesbrough are back in possession. That's my team, Middlesbrough, okay? But what's Jimmy Hill got to do with all of this, you're asking? Well, Jimmy Hill had a lot of things to do with the coverage of soccer and how soccer was covered. Because when Jimmy Hill took over the anchor for Match of the Day, Jimmy Hill began introducing some things called statistics. And before Jimmy Hill, people didn't really care. It was who won or who lost and how that affected your place in the division you were playing in. But now we were introduced very slowly to Middlesbrough having 12 shots on goal and Manchester United one. Middlesbrough's goalkeeper making 2 saves, Manchester United's goalkeeper 14 saves. This is not Dreamworld. Then it got into, we were told that Middlesbrough had 70% possession of the ball. And then it got to the stage where we were told who had most possession of the ball in the last 5 minutes. And soccer, to the TV commentator, became a game not of winning or losing or how you stood in your division, but it became a game of statistics. The teams, to the commentators, were now compared not on their winning or on their losing, but on how much possession they had, how many shots they made, how many saves they made, who breathed last, etc., etc., etc. This all began in soccer with Jimmy Hill. And now commentators do not only tell you who is passing to who, but they tell you how they should have passed. What they should have done. Or who was a better option to pass to. They even tell you now what they were thinking and how everybody is affected by what they do. And commentators have now moved to become expert officials. And they pass the judgment on the calls made in split seconds on the field without instant replay. You know, we find this now in all sports. And commentaries are now peppered with statistics. And we are statisticked to death. What do statistics achieve? Only one thing. How one team measures up against another in a certain area. How one individual measures up in a certain area, and how the other person does not measure up in a certain area. And what's happened is this notion and this thinking now permeates our whole culture, our whole society, in the number of polls, gradings, statistics that tell us how, in the many ways, we do not measure up. You know, we hear the statistics of how much money other people make, and by golly, we resent it. We see the ideals of what is considered beautiful by Hollywood thrown at us from every quarter, and we do not measure up. We see other people getting promoted or recognized, and we resent it. But this isn't new. This probably is the history of our human race. And Jesus came to tell us about God in order for the human race to change. And Jesus told a story about a father and his two sons. The elder son. Here we are. The prodigal son. Here we are. All of us elder and all of us prodigal. A fellow called Henry Nouwen wrote a book called The Return of the Prodigal Son. And he writes in that book, in a world that constantly compares people, ranking them as more or less intelligent, more or less attractive, more or less successful, it is not easy to really believe in a love that does not do the same. When I hear someone praised, it is hard not to think of myself as less praiseworthy. When I read about the goodness and kindness of other people, it is hard not to wonder whether I myself am as good or kind as they. And when I see trophies, rewards, and prizes being handed out to special people, I cannot avoid asking myself why that did not happen to me. The world in which I have grown up is so full of grades, scores, statistics that consciously or unconsciously, I always try to take my measure against all the others. Much sadness and gladness in my life flows directly from my comparing. And most, if not all, this comparing is a useless and a terrible waste of time and energy. How right he is. What a terrible waste of time and energy. When Jesus came to ask us to change, he asked us to change our thinking. Thinking from the natural law to the divine law. God loves the world. The world. The common. Mixed up, moral, immoral, fair, unfair world. It is not how you measure up to other people that counts. It is how you measure up to yourself in the eyes of God that matters. And you know something, even in that realm, we have been told that we do not measure up. Let me give you a few biblical facts. That's unusual, isn't it? Noah was a drunk. Abraham was way too old. Isaac was a daydreamer. Jacob was a liar. Joseph was abused. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson had long hair and was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Both Jeremiah and Timothy were way too young. David had an affair and was a murderer. Isaiah preached naked. No, go on, eh? Jonah ran from God. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep when saying their prayers. Martha worried about everything. The Samaritan woman was divorced more than once. Zacchaeus was too small. Paul was too religious. Timothy had an ulcer. And Lazarus was dead. Jimmy Hill changed the way that commentators announce a game of soccer. But you know what is really important? The players still play the game. We've all been called by God to this wonderful journey called life. Do not waste it thinking what you might have been, could have been, should have been, or even ought to have been. Live it as you are, and not how you believe you measure up to anybody else. Amen.